the idea that change creates more stuttering, even if it's not necessarily like acutely stressful. I hear that from a lot of people, and that's definitely true for me. And it's just interesting that like almost everyone that I've talked to about this topic agrees that there's something about transition that that creates more stuttering.
It hasn't felt this real for a while, where I'm trying to change it. I'm trying to modify the block, and it's like not happening. Every time I try really, really hard not to stutter, it's a disaster. Because that's what I did for that's what I did for two decades.
Hey everyone, welcome to Stutter Talk. You're here with the B Team. I'm Roisin, and I'm here with Joel.
Hey guys.
And Karen Herring.
Hey everyone.
And this week we are starting off with talking about Joel. I'm
just gonna bring it right there. It's all about Joel.
I'm just bringing it right there.
Yeah, all right. That sounds good.
What's up, Joel?
Well, first of all, I think this is the first show that I'm ever going to officially do this on, but today during the show, I am dispatching quote-unquote speech tool guy that I...
Yes! I love speech tool guy!
Speech tool guy, okay.
That I introduced several weeks ago in episode 374. And essentially, it's this concept that I made up, where it's kind of trying to do a few things. It's for one, it's attempting to make myself more comfortable using speaking strategies related to stuttering. So there's kind of like three rules. That's kind of weird, but there's kind of like three rules to speech tool guy. He's never ashamed of stuttering. He reserves the right to stutter as frequently and with as much duration as necessary. He's also never ashamed to use speech tools or strategies like voluntary stuttering, prolongations, pausing, etc., whatever you need to do. And lastly, speech tool guy is not ashamed of being fluent. Now, so that's just kind of a reminder. It's also kind of capitalizing on this kind of phenomenon where if you kind of take a different role, sometimes people who stutter experience a little bit of a difference with their speech, where they feel like if they feel like they're acting or whatever, sometimes it, or if they're just taking on a different role, it can change. But that's kind of a side effect, I think, of speech tool guy. Essentially, the way I explained it first in that episode is that when I was first trying to be okay with stuttering, I had to kind of pretend that overtly stuttering was something that I was comfortable with and that felt okay to me. And with speech tool guy, I'm kind of trying to pretend that using different speaking strategies to make my stuttering easier is something that feels okay to me too, even though right now it does not. And I was kind of telling you guys before we started talking here, and you so graciously let me divert the show's attention to me. But my goodness, have I been struggling with stuttering lately. It's so intense. I don't know. It's funny because I feel like the last couple shows we've been talking about you guys maybe experiencing some increased struggle with stuttering. And I remember thinking that hasn't happened to me for a while. And I don't know what happened. Like I joke, maybe you guys passed the baton on to me or something, but it's been a bloodbath.
What's going on?
You know, I'm trying to put my finger on it. I am going through a lot of change right now. Like I've been kind of stressed for these comprehensive exams that I have coming up in about 3 weeks that I need to pass in order to get my master's degree in speech pathology. So that's kind of been a big stressor. The other thing, and I actually haven't shared this on the show yet because it just hasn't really come up, and it's still kind of in a transitionary place, but I'm actually, I quit my job at the end of January. So it's been about a month and starting my own business, but I don't feel like I've really quit cause I'm still doing independent contractor stuff, like 15 hours a week, 10, 15 hours a week. So yeah, there's kind of a lot of stuff going on, I guess. It doesn't necessarily feel like that is playing a huge role. It just kind of feels spontaneous in a lot of ways, which is weird.
Wait, you don't think all the things you just said play a role?
Well, you know, I think they must play some kind of a role, but I'm certain there's been other times in my life where I've been pretty stressed out or different changes happening. And but you know, this is kind of novel stuff, I guess. I don't know, but it's been really wild. It's been tough.
Would you say, like, what part has been tough? The fact that this stuttering has been harder, or like your feelings about this stuttering have been less than positive?
Well, everything has been harder. For one, just the physical struggle has been harder. So it just feels more difficult to talk. And then also the way that I've been reacting to it, it's like I'm smart enough now where, you know, I catch myself where I don't think I'm letting it snowball. But there's just been like some pretty intense and negative emotions going on too, where like I feel like really crappy about it that I have not experienced for a while. Oh, it's just, it's wild. Yeah. I mean, I've been trying to kind of put a positive spin on it, like you were kind of talking about a few episodes ago, where we were all talking about it, I guess, but you were trying to, you know, think about it as a positive thing, where it's a reminder, you know, when you're, especially when you're treating people who stutter about how difficult it can be and how difficult it can feel and all that stuff. So I'm trying to kind of have that same attitude, but I don't know.
Did you just say something, Roisin?
Yeah, go ahead, Roisin.
I was just going to say that I think it's really interesting that I hear the idea that change creates more stuttering, even if it's not necessarily like acutely stressful. Mm-hmm. I hear that from a lot of people, and that's definitely true for me. Mm-hmm. And it's just interesting that like almost everyone that I've talked to about this topic agrees that there's something about transition that that creates more stuttering, even like a positive thing.
Yeah, when you guys were struggling recently, was that something that you were? Would you feel like some of it was a byproduct of change?
Huh.
I do, yeah. I mean, I basically, like, my whole job kind of exploded and I had to find a new job. Mm-hmm. And I didn't feel necessarily like I was stressed. I didn't feel overwhelmed.
Yeah.
But I kind of am starting to see it now as like stuttering is like my sort of radar for like when I internalize stress and pressure.
Interesting.
And Angel, it seemed that the kind of changes that you're going through are not like bad, negative, like necessarily burdens, but there are like times when you really have to sort of define yourself and like show up for something.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I feel like it's so similar to what you're describing, where I feel like, you know, I've been waiting for this moment professionally, or it's not here yet, but like it's happening, and I feel like I've kind of been a horse at the gates, so to speak. You know, that kind of analogy where, you know, I've been waiting for things to happen, and it's getting ready to happen, and I feel like they're like profoundly positive changes, but then all of a sudden, like this stuttering wave comes out of nowhere and just like has just really knocked me around.
Yeah.
Do you think the fact though that like once you think about it and that you can sort of figure out that maybe it didn't just come out of nowhere, but the things that sort of are related to what all of a sudden made stuttering harder. Do you think like knowing those things helps?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it feels really good right now just talking to you guys about it, because I've talked to Kelly, you know, my fiance, for those who don't know about it. But pretty much just her, because I don't know, I guess maybe this isn't a good thought, but it just sometimes it just seems like a waste to talk about it with anybody else because they don't really get it. But, I was going to say something else.
Well, it's not really a waste if you think it helps you, though.
Yeah, but I don't know if it does. Or maybe I just haven't tried it.
I when I was having a really hard time for the past couple of weeks, I would kind of, I agree that it didn't really help me to tell other people who didn't understand. Like I would be like, I'm just really stuttering a lot, and it's making all of this that's like already kind of challenging even harder. And people were just like, oh.
Yeah.
Like they were totally trying their best, but
I guess you guys are probably right about that.
I don't
sometimes
know.
It just feels good to vent, though. Like even if someone that doesn't completely understand, someone just to like validate that what you're feeling is real.
Yeah. I don't know. I've just been having these moments lately where I'll just get done talking to someone on the phone and I'll just be stuttering like crazy and I'll be trying. I'll do the thing, you know, like I've been trying to do where before the phone call, I'm like, all right, speech tool guy, get ready. You know, we're going to make this phone call and, you know, we're going to be, you know, just like I'll play with it and it'll be stupid. And like, it helps a little bit, but I mean, maybe I just haven't tried different things enough and I'm beating myself up too much about stuff that, you know, maybe it feels like it's happened a million times, but it's really not. But like, I guess what I'm trying to say is that I'll get off the phone and I'll just sit there and I'll be like, I can't believe how much I was just stuttering and how long they were and how hard they were and how in the middle of the block I was thinking about like trying to change it. And then like it's like weird because it's this, and I know we talk about this, but it hasn't felt this real for a while, where I'm trying to change it. I'm trying to modify the block. And it's like not happening. And I know I'm doing it. I know that, like, for example, I was trying to say the word call and it was just for like, I don't know how long it felt like 30 seconds. I mean, it probably wasn't 30 seconds, but it was at least 10 seconds of just, and I've been working at this thing for years and I feel like I know lots of stuff and I know what I'm trying to do and I know how to go about it, but it's just not happening and it just feels ridiculous.
Yeah. And that, I mean, completely rings true for me and it completely sucks.
Yeah.
Like it's unreal. Like how much control you can gain. And then one really hard block and like all of a sudden all of your control is gone. No matter how hard you try, it just seems like impossible to get through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
What, oh, sorry.
No, I was going to say that, when I've been like blocking recently and kind of you describing the call, that block that you had, it reminds me of like this feeling that I've felt in the past couple of weeks, like when I'm in a lot longer block that I ever remember having. It seems like it's so easy for like my concept of myself to change from, you know, being my self and like feeling whole to like feeling like smaller or I don't know. And it's kind of shocked me like how much that experience still shakes me.
This is David Seidler. I'm a stutterer, and this is Stutter Talk.
This is David Mitchell. I'm the author of the book Blanks on Green and a patron of the British Stammering Association, and you are listening to Stutter Talk.
I don't know. It just makes me feel sometimes too, like, I guess I'm pretty rooted in my beliefs, or not, I don't know if that's the right word, but I feel pretty confident about how to help someone who stutters, and I still feel good about it. But then when you struggle so much on a personal level, it makes you start to question, well, like, maybe I just don't know anything. I can't barely even, I'm just having a heck of a time here, you know? What do I even know about this? How to help people? And I guess this is kind of this has been an ongoing thing with me where anytime I'm struggling a lot, it comes back up and then I have to deal with it again.
But I think the point of the matter is that everyone who stutters, whether it be you or a client that you see, will probably go through these times where stuttering gets hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't think in order to be able to be there for someone else and help them through the hard times, you need to never have hard times yourself. I think the fact that this is still something that you're dealing with will make you an even better SLP.
I think so too. It's just wild. Sorry, go ahead, Roisin.
No, I was just going to say that I feel like to be a good SLP who stutters, at the very, like, you have to be able to manage your stuttering, and I don't mean that in like a fluency way, mm-hmm. but like you have to be able to, after a phone call when you kind of are having a really hard time, to like face those feelings and like, you know, keep approaching them, and you are so like I wouldn't see it compromising your the ability to be a therapist at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I feel like I have matured a lot, and I'm with this show, I'm, you know, really focusing on the physical things that I in the past have worked really well for me in my ability to be a good communicator. So I'm trying to like get back to the basics, but I guess, yeah. And I totally agree with what you're saying. But I guess what I wanted to add on to that is that, dang it, I can't remember what I was going to say. There's two things really. One is that, you know, I've been feeling those same feelings I used to feel, where like all you want to do is just like crawl into a hole and just like hide from the world, you know? Yeah. But I've been, you know, it's just like, I know it's not, you know, if I need to make a call, which I've been needing to do for a lot of different stuff, I'm still doing it, even though I know it's probably going to be hard. Whereas in the past, I just wouldn't. I would avoid it. So there, you know, I know that is a good thing. But I guess the other thing that I'm just thinking about, and this might be kind of part of that negative thought process, but it's like I feel like I have all of the chips stacked in my favor to be a really good. Really good at managing my stuttering. I'm in grad school for speech pathology. So it's, you know, anytime I want to advertise about it, I can think of an easy way to do it a lot of the time. And, you know, I do this show with you guys, so I have a venue for that. And then I do, you know, these NSA groups, the teen group and the adult group. And still, it's just, someone meets me for the first time and they're, you know, it's like I have this, like, I mean, in my heart, it doesn't feel like a severe problem at this point in my life, but on the phone, I know it sounds like a severe problem. And still, after all of this stuff and all of this stuff that I do and all of the stuff that's in my favor, it's still like that. And I just, it just makes me wonder, how anybody does it, I guess.
We just have to, like, go on.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's this whole story that I told myself in the beginning, like, you know, this is sensational and, like, this is special. And it is, but it's really, like, we just have to, like, be strong enough to, like, be ourselves and do what we want to do in spite of this.
And I mean, we know that it sort of ebbs and flows, that there's certain times where it gets really, really hard and then it eases up a bit. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, even if it doesn't feel like it now, I feel like deep down you have to know that it's not going to be like this forever.
Yeah.
Even if it is, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be.
I don't know. I guess this is kind of weird to bring up. This is like deep, deep stuff. But I guess I always, I don't know, the last couple of years, I always figured myself, I always saw myself like having speech, I don't know, like a guy like, This it makes me sound silly, but I just want to be totally honest with you guys. Like having speech like a guy like Walt Manning, who is a person who stutters, but basically just sounds spontaneously fluent now. And he's for listeners who don't know, he's sort of a leader in the field of speech pathology. And I guess I'm just kind of wondering if that end point is just not realistic or not in the cards for me. And it's kind of like a weird, like, level of acceptance where I guess I've always kind of wanted, and maybe it still can happen, but I've always kind of wanted to be essentially what looked like a fluent speaker. And I just don't know if that's going to happen.
Why do you think that is, that you want to look like a fluent speaker?
I think I just wanted to, like, completely master it.
Mm.
And I know, like, I felt like, there's been times in my life where it's felt so in control. Certainly in some contexts, but then it feels like it's generalizing. And, like, I'll be like, wow, I, you know, was able to make that phone call or do that presentation. And it felt like it was under such quote unquote control. And I felt like maybe I wouldn't be satisfied until I reached, like, this level of control all the time. But then it's just like it, you know.
I don't really know, but if it's just spontaneous fluency, I don't think that's really gaining control as much as it just like is luck.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean.
But I also have to say, Joel, I mean, obviously this is sort of a unique environment right now. But the way you're dealing with these stutters now, it seems like you have complete control. Like you're like pulling out of these like a pro.
I am like completely hyper focusing right now, you know, which is not always the most fun thing to do, but
well, yes.
I'm just like really trying to remind myself that there are physical things that I can do that are really productive for me, you know, because this is like a really safe place for me, you know?
Yeah.
And honestly, outside of like, you know, I know I have lots of friends who stutter who I could just call, but outside of like an NSA group where you don't have as many opportunities to talk because there's more people, there's safe places are kind of few and far between sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think that because safe places are few and hard between that you almost try to pull speech tool guy out only at the really hard situations, like having to make a phone call?
I think that's a really good point. I just totally, yeah, I'm forgetting about that. That like these strategies, you can't just like pull them out of a hat. Like you have to do them in easy places and in tough places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also like, I love the idea speech tool guy, but like when you say to yourself, speech tool guy, get ready, what do you do? Like, what does speech tool guy do at that point?
Yeah, I think it kind of, especially today, it was kind of turning into a dumb thing that was kind of like working myself up about, you know, and setting expectations too high. I don't know. I think actually part of it too, Karen, is we had been talking about having me sort of write up an article about this, and I just didn't feel like I knew much about like how this concept was actually working in practice. So I wanted to make sure I was actually, rather than just talking about it every once in a while, I wanted to, you know, really try thinking about it. And
yeah, I mean, I didn't mean to stress you. If you don't want to write about it, then don't.
No, I really do. And I think it's good to, you know, have experiences where, you know, it's not just, you know, like we've talked about, it's not like you just pull a rabbit out of a hat and say, oh,
right,
now I'm going to start doing something and I'm going to.
The thing that I found interesting though was like, so the phone rings and you say to yourself, all right, speech tool guy, get ready. And then when the stuttering was still really hard, you got sort of down on yourself, right?
Yeah, and that's
the speech tool guy's things is.
You're right. Gosh,
even if it's really hard, that's okay.
I'm forgetting like the three main commandments that has.
But like, I don't understand, or I guess, how is speech tool guy different from like a toolbox or like something that's like, external to you that will save you?
I think the main difference is that it's not just physical tools like stretching or voluntary stuttering, but it's also the way you feel about it. The fact that
the way he feels about it.
Right. Which would, I think, hopefully then translate to yourself.
I think you're absolutely right, Roisin. It has the same pitfalls as any kind of device you use to remind yourself about things. You know, it's just I'm honestly, me and Speech Tool Guy like weren't getting along very well. So, so you know, let's say I was working with an SLP and we were talking about Speech Tool Guy. You know, I could see there being a situation where the SLP was like, "Okay, you know, let's do this Speech Tool Guy thing," and then I would just be totally pissed off about it.
But I think one of the cool things is that the speech tool guy or the SLP or whoever isn't saying you have to use your speech tools to be more fluent. You're also saying, you know, like speech tool guy isn't ashamed of the way he talks. And I'm sorry that, you know, you're having such a hard time right now.
Yeah, I think with me as an individual, there's just always been this underlying desire that I is always just wanting to be more or to stutter less. And it's, I don't know. It's just one of those things.
I'm just worried that like that speech tool guy is like an outlet for that desire as opposed to someone who supports you.
Yeah. I think Roisin, you've always had a healthy skepticism of speech tool guy, and I respect that.
Roisin, can you say that again?
Let me see if I can. I said I'm worried or just because of what you're telling me now, that speech tool guy is like an outlet for Joel's desire to be fluent as opposed to someone who supports him.
But even though speech tool guy doesn't want Joel to be ashamed?
But like where is he when you're ashamed?
He is...
Like after the phone call, where does he go? I don't mean that in like a confrontation. What I mean, like, actually, is he there or is he gone?
No, I think he's there. I think speech tool.
Joel,
I don't know, Roisin.
I'm asking Joel. After the call.
Oh yeah, I guess I'm just mad at myself. Trying to figure out what's wrong. If the ideal speech tool guy exists, speech tool guy would say, you know, hey, you made the phone call. You didn't, the only thing you're doing wrong is being ashamed of yourself.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
That was perfect, Joel.
You've redeemed speech tool guy.
Yes.
And then speech tool guy might gently remind me that no, I don't know.
But next time, if you want to, mm-hmm. you could try something else.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
but that's up to you.
It's so hard. Like it's so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
know what to do.
I think what's really a shame is that you gotta work so hard to get control. Like from the outside point of view, right now, Joel, it seems like you're not trying that hard, and you have such great control. Mm-hmm. It just sucks that you have to work so hard to get that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I am trying really hard right now to have control. Yeah, I'm putting a lot of effort into it.
It's a shame that once we figure out how to get that control, it doesn't just become a lot easier.
Oh, well.
Like, it's like a constant thing.
I know. That's the point I always get to is is I guess I just haven't had the experience where that just sort of generalizes. But people say that it does.
Maybe it doesn't generalize 100%, yeah. But doing like a pull out on a word now is certainly easier for me than it was 5 years ago.
Yeah, and then we'll have. Yeah,
true.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Sometimes.
It does. I mean, it must because. Yeah, I think you're right in general.
I also think that we have to like. I think we have to recognize that like that you're having a hard time right now, and it might seem like there's not much growth that's easy, but like you're also starting your business. You're also graduating with your master's, which are like these like huge steps that like you probably couldn't imagine taking 5 years ago.
Yeah,
that's such a good point, Roisin. I was just reading Ruben's chapter in this Utter Talk book, and he had wrote something about how. From like an outside point of view, the progress at one point that he had made, you couldn't even see. Like it was such a small change from the outside. But when he thought about all the things that he'd had done, it was like a 300% growth.
Yeah.
Like something obscene. And just because like there's still more that you want to get to and accomplish shouldn't negate like the amount that you have done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just reminds me that there's one fundamental truth. It's that every time this is just always rung true for me. Every time I try really, really hard not to stutter, it's a disaster. 'Cause that's what I did for that's what I did for two decades. For 20 years.
It's a bloodbath.
Yeah.
That's such a great quote. Every time I try really hard not to stutter, it's a disaster.
It is. It's just... that's
I'm going to like put that above my desk.
That's actually... That is so infuriating because at this point in our lives, we've come to a point where like we've really... The situations where we're trying really hard not to stutter... are like kind of rare and really important.
I know.
And it just sucks to like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It sucks. Joel, you coming to NSA?
I can't.
Oh, Joel, I'm so upset by this.
That makes me so sad.
You guys
are. Carl's going to come.
Carl is?
How special is that?
To hear that.
You guys are both going then, I assume?
Yeah.
Gosh, I didn't go last year.
You think you'll go to Friends?
Well, here's the deal with me. Part of my whole thing is that I have this wedding coming up.
Oh, a wedding.
And since I quit my job, I'm not exactly I'm not exactly raking it in. So, you know, the roommates that I live with are moving out. One's moving out next week, and then the other one's moving out in a month. So, like, Kelly and I have just, like, no money. Like, barely enough to just, like, do anything. And that's kind of the deal.
Yeah, it's expensive, the whole thing.
So we won't see you this summer, then. How sad.
We'll see him in the fall.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's not the summer.
I know.
Yeah, just when I need it the most, right?
What's the date of your wedding again?
September 14th.
Now the whole world knows.
Yeah.
Well, I'm assuming you're editing that out.
Yeah, should I? I don't mind.
No, it's not really worth it.
Yeah, I don't mind.
We're going to broadcast live from your wedding.
Oh, my God, we totally should.
It's going to be awesome.
Oh, that would be really funny. It would probably not be the best. Actually, I know we've talked about this, but yeah, I'm excited about that. Just for a lot of different reasons, but for stuttering reasons too.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Well, do you guys want to talk about anything? Because I really hijacked the show.
No, it was good.
I thought it was good.
I'm empty.
Okay. I think this is the most what's the word I'm looking for? The most personally helpful, cathartic this show has ever been for me, because I'm just feeling way better about stuff after talking to you guys.
Good.
Yeah.
That's great, Joel.
Yeah, so thank you.
Anytime.
All right, well, next time I promise not to hijack the show.
Say that.
No worries.
All right. All right, well, I'll talk to you guys soon, all right?
All right, bye, guys.
See ya.